Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Blissed? Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Today is Dr. Sheely Day, and we've got Kathy on hold. Welcome, Dr. Sheely.
Good morning. It's a lovely day here in Springfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's nice that the weather is slowly getting a little bit warmer. You know, we had the chickens, and it was so cold, we put some infrared lights overhead. We have a chicken, like a Quonset hut with a fabric cover on it, and it's probably about 15 feet long, maybe 6, 7 feet wide, shaped like a Quonset hut. And so I covered most of it, probably 95 to 98% of it was covered so the wind wouldn't blow through. And but it was cold. You know, it was 8 degrees at times. So I put some infrared lights, two of them, 125 water and 250 water, above them, above their perch, and about 3 feet overhead. And it kind of shined down on them for several days while it was cold so they wouldn't freeze to death, and put some hay in there and gave them plenty of water and chicken feed. And it was so cold we didn't want them to come out. But it was rough on the animals, Dr. Sheely, and, you know, them being outside.
Yes.
So
minus 2 degrees in 2 days.
Yeah. So with... did you have any freezing pipes or anything like that at your place?
No. Fortunately, we're okay.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, let's see. Let me put Kathy on. Kathy in Ohio, USA Prepares instructor, is joining us. Welcome, Kathy. Kathy, are you there?
Oh, I am, Vince. I could not hear anything for a while. I'm sorry. This is the first I heard your voice. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think maybe your audio had been potted down at the control center of USA Prepares out in Minnesota. So that could have been what it was. So, Kathy, you're on with Dr. Norm Sheely, and we can talk about health and medicine. And do you have any questions before I get started?
Ben, and okay. I've got a few, but I'll ask them later.
Okay, very good. Dr. Sheely, virus shedding. Mrs. Finelli asked a question this morning. We were at breakfast in the kitchen, and she said, when the virus sheds from one person to the next, does it lose its intensity? Does it maintain its intensity? I mean, is it just as strong shedding from the first person to the second to the third to the fourth today, tomorrow, you know, next Thursday, that kind of a thing? Do we know the answer to that?
No. We do not know the answer to that. We know the sheds. The degree which it sheds is known, unknown in an individual until it's weeks in advance. It can be very serious or very minor, and well, it goes along with your whole show.
Okay, so what about is there kind of a blast radius, if you will, you know, with a nuclear detonation? There's a blast radius. So if you're in the middle of it, it's really catastrophic. But the farther away you get, the safer you might be. So is there a blast radius around a person who has the coronavirus, if you will?
Well, unequivocally, hugging them is the top of blast. Being in a room with them is not as bad, but actually physically manifesting touching is the top.
Okay, so I guess what I'm hearing is that a person who has the virus has it on his clothes, if you will, or her clothes, and it stays there for some amount of time, and I guess that depends on whether the person's out in the sunlight or inside, and breathing on one's own clothing, scratching one's own face, those kinds of things. And then I guess, are you saying that when you hug that person, there's a transfer onto your clothes as well as the proximity of that person to you that transfers the virus? Is that,
yes.
Is that right? Okay. And is it mostly from exhalation, breathing out? Is that most of it, or does the virus just leap right through the skin, through sweat? What are your thoughts about that?
Anywhere it can touch, it can infect.
Okay. So that could be a toilet flush handle, a doorknob, a kitchen cabinet, door pull, someone handing you silverware, passing a credit card from a customer to a store clerk, all of the above?
All of the above.
Okay. Even if a person goes to a store who's infected and looks at a bag of bird seed and flips it over to read the ingredients and says, you know what, I don't think I want this, puts it back on the store shelf, and then the next person comes along an hour later, picks it up, puts it in their cart, takes it home, is that a vehicle for transmission?
Yes, indeed.
Hmm. All right, so that includes... based on what I'm hearing, that includes restaurants. So if a person who's flipping burgers or packing French fries or taking the plates out of the dishwasher and stacking them for the next use, which might be in 3 minutes, that would also be a vector for transmission, or could be?
Absolutely.
Dr. Shealy, none of this sounds any good. Because
it is good. It's more dangerous to touch someone who's been vaccinated, maybe, than the vaccine itself.
Wow. Okay, let me see if I got that, if I heard that right. It could be more dangerous to touch someone who's been vaccinated than getting the vaccine itself.
Yeah.
Did I hear that right?
You heard it right.
Okay, and is that because why is that?
Well, I don't know why it is. It is apparently the creators of an evil empire made it that way.
Could it be like fertilizer, Dr. Shealy, that the vaccine starts out, like almost like a seed? In this metaphor, like a seed that you might want to plant, but you give the seed some nutrition, some fertilizer, and it really takes off.
Yep.
And the host is the fertilizer, and the soil and the medium for the seed to grow and thrive is, wow. So I think what I'm hearing is that the body is the human body is the soil.
Yes.
Okay. What about a dog or a cat? It's
well,
same thing?
We don't know. Probably unequivocally, animal to human and vice versa is okay. Or it happens.
Okay, so we don't know. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Wow. So, boy, I'm thinking, my mind is wandering, racing, and I'm thinking about, okay, so you go to someone's house, and their puppy, is a lovable puppy, and he runs up to you, and he wants a hug, and you can't resist hugging him. You could get, if there's COVID in the house, and you're trying your best not to get it, and you stay outside, and you say, well, listen, I don't want to come in and see, I'll just stay out here, and their puppy runs over for a hug, and the puppy's been in the house with the owner who has COVID, and may not even know it, that puppy could transfer that COVID to you just staying outside, saying, I just want to say hi, and I'll keep my distance, but the puppy runs over, the puppy's now the vector. Is that right? Is that possible?
Well, I think the puppy can be a vector.
Kathy, any thoughts, comments, questions? This is unbelievable.
Do you have any thoughts on once something is touched, how long the virus would stay there or the shedding? And I'm sure it depends on the item and whether it's like paper or metal or food, or do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, unfortunately, as far as I can tell, a single hug on December 4th affected me on December 8th and has never let go since it took over. In other words, I had normal energy until December 8th, and I woke up with half normal energy. And it varied, well, by 75% up and down since then.
Dr. Shealy, this is a great concern, of course. Do you have you found a treatment that seems to be effective?
No, and I have not taken the routine ivermectin. I just don't want it.
Do you have any negative information about that, or is this what would be the rationale for not taking it?
Well, that it can make you more ill than the virus itself. I don't know that. I don't have the statistics of that. I'm not sure they're both published.
Okay. What about the other therapies that we've talked about here at USA Prepares? For example, the Myers cocktail with, let's say, 50 grams of vitamin C plus vitamin B complex, magnesium, B12, etc. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've been taking it 2 to 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. And can you share your results with us? What you think is happening?
Well, I think it has an effect, a 100% effect, no, but a beneficial effect.
Okay. And have you deployed any other therapies? Or employed any other therapies?
No. Basically, I take a soak in a hot tub of water with magnesium chloride crystals 5 or 6 days a week.
Okay. All right. We're going to come back with Kathy and Dr. Shealy. I'm sure Kathy has some questions. And what we're learning is Dr. Shealy experienced COVID, and as he said, from a hug from someone who was vaccinated, and that we'll talk more about it when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Nothing's with us. Dr. Shuley, I believe you said that you got a hug from someone who had been vaccinated on December 4th.
Right.
That's almost 7 weeks ago.
Yes.
So for 7 weeks, you have been under the spell of COVID. Is that correct?
Exactly. I have had 50% or greater loss of energy.
Wow. And Dr. Shuley, how certain can you be that you have experienced this the COVID from shedding? I mean, how certain are you?
Well, I've been loaded shedding with a spike virus. So I have no other way out of it. Could have gotten it that I know of, so I have to assume it was the hug.
And did you do you know why the person who got the vaccine got the vaccine? Did you ever find out why?
Well, it's routine. I mean, pushing general phonetics, so to speak.
Okay, so.
And I had a heart attack within a few days of having the vaccine.
Okay, I want to make sure I heard that correctly. So the person that gave you the hug got the vaccine and had a heart attack within a few days. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then how long was it after the heart attack that you saw this person and hugged this person?
Well, several weeks. She recovered.
Okay. Was it a significant heart attack that she had?
Well, moderately hospitalized, and but recovered.
Okay. So weeks after she was vaccinated, you gave her a hug, or she hugged you, or you hugged each other, and then it was transferred to you. How long do you think that the transfer is viable? How long do you think? Do you have a feel for that? For what I'm saying is, if someone has gotten this vaccine, and if this vaccine, if someone gets a vaccine, do you have a feel for how long you should wait before you hug that person?
Well, I would say a minimum of 2 months.
Does that also mean that you shouldn't be near that person for a minimum of 2 months? It sounds like, Dr. Shealy, it sounds like letting someone who's been vaccinated in one's home is a dangerous thing. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Now, would this be for all vaccines or just some particular lot numbers or brand of manufacturer? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. The statistics have been jumbled from the beginning. I trust nothing in writing.
Dr. Shealy, what we're talking about here is really terrifying, because it sounds to me like we can't trust anybody anywhere because they may have been vaccinated, even if they say they haven't or had. We don't even know that, right?
Right.
So someone could be walking toward you in a supermarket who's been vaccinated and brush up against you and transfer it to you. Is that correct, or is my imagination out of control?
You're correct.
Kathy, this is stunning. This is absolutely stunning, because this really means, as I'm hearing it, a world of isolation. That's what I'm hearing. Is that right, Dr. Shealy?
Yes.
Kathy, your thoughts, please.
How do you run a business? How do you survive if people are going to be transferring it back and forth? And I do have a question about using an ultraviolet light, one of them little handheld lights. I wonder if that would help if you could. If you have to touch something, if that would help, so I can ask more accurately.
Yeah. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy, medical doctor, author, researcher, patent holder.
Thank you. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Harris County deputy was shot and killed early Sunday morning during a traffic stop in southwest Houston, Texas. The deputy has been identified as Corporal Charles Galloway. Galloway pulled over a white, newer model, four-door Toyota Avalon when the driver exited the vehicle and sprayed the windshield with bullets. The suspect remains at large. The executive committee of the Arizona Democrat Party formally censured U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema over her vote against filibuster changes.
But what is the legislative filibuster other than a tool that requires new federal policy to be broadly supported by senators representing a broader cross-section of Americans? A guardrail, inevitably viewed as an obstacle by whoever holds a Senate majority.
The censure is mostly a symbolic move. Sinema was one of two Democrat senators who joined with Republicans to vote against lowering the Senate's 60-vote filibuster rule. USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
President Biden claims he has exceeded American expectations on his first year in office, but people in Montana certainly see things drastically different. So says Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale on Newsmax.
They certainly see things dramatically different than what the president views as the condition of the state. I'm very interested to see how he addresses the State of the Union in the beginning of March. We're hearing that's when it's going to be. But what we see are empty grocery store shelves. We see empty schools because of the mandates to keep our children out. We see rising gasoline prices and energy prices at a time when it's hitting those who can least afford it the worst. We see chaos overseas. Right now you're having discussions about whether Russia is going to invade the Ukraine, whether President Biden is going to allow them to actually get into the country, or whether he's going to hold a strong line on keeping them out of the Ukraine. Pick a subject matter, and we're having problems. The vaccine issue and the vaccine mandates that go along with it. The people across Montana are heavily opposed to this. They've passed legislation at the state level to prohibit vax mandates, to prohibit vax passports. So, no, they're not really pleased with the administration.
The National Football League had three of its four playoff games over the weekend end with last play of the game field goal wins. Cincinnati, Kansas City, San Francisco, and the Los Angeles Rams remain in the hunt. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot flash days? God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is delineating his experience and the tough road he's been on after contracting COVID. He said that his energy has been down as much as 75%, up and down between 50 and 75% since he realized that he had it on 12/8, December 8th, from a hug that he received 4 days prior to someone who has been vaccinated. Kathy had some questions about ultraviolet light and like a pen light that has an ultraviolet bulb. Please continue.
Yeah, Vince, we talked about it, and I did get, it's a handheld ultraviolet light that is small. It kind of folds up. And I was wondering if you did have to go for something, like I need to go get a new pair of glasses. Mine are breaking or broke. So I have to go, you have to go get your eyes checked in order to get a pair. So if I could use something like that, obviously before touching, you know, that, or is there like maybe a, I don't know if you could carry like a spray bottle of some kind of a disinfectant, whether it's like a diluted bleach water or alcohol or maybe, maybe oregano oil blend or something. Is there something that like you have to go and be around and touch things? Could you have like a saturated cloth or a spray bottle and wipe the handles off of your, like say a cart or a doorknob or something?
And I do not think there is as published evidence, yay or nay.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, what we do to address Kathy's question, I'd love to hear your comments. We have a bottle, it's probably an 8-ounce size spray bottle, that we would buy a pre-filled solution of pink eye spray for our cows. So if they get pink eye, we just spray them in the eyes with this. It's like a water. Actually, it's like Nixol. And it's a spray that just kind of helps us treat their eyes and cure their pink eye. And when those are empty, we use that 8-ounce spray bottle. We put one part hydrogen peroxide and 10 parts water. And we keep that in vehicles. So if we happen to touch something or our hands touch something, we spray our hands immediately with that solution. Do you think hydrogen peroxide is a viable killer of the virus to prevent it from being transferred further from our skin to our face, etc.?
Yes, I do not know the concentration necessary, but yes.
Okay. So, class, that's what we do. So we have, and we write on the bottle so we know that it's not the original contents. You know, we make sure it's very clear that we write on the bottle that it's one or roughly 10% hydrogen peroxide, the rest water. And then we happen to use water from a ProPure water filter. You can use Berkey as well. That's what we do. Maybe you don't even need to use filtered water. But that's what we do. I'm not recommending you do it. I'm just saying that is what we do. And, Kathy, any questions or comments about that? And we keep refilling it whenever. We use it often. I mean, often. We even spray, if we get boxes that come in inbound to us, the delivery person will put them in a location where we pick them up later. And we pick them up with gloves. We wear a mask. We only do it when the sun is out. And then we put those boxes or packages on the tailgate of a car. If it happens to be groceries at curbside pickup, we will spray them with that hydrogen peroxide solution, flip them over, make sure that all sides get, at least 20 minutes, half hour, 15 minutes of sunlight, bright sunlight on them to further disinfect. Dr. Shuley, any comments about that, bringing COVID into the household from, a package of food that's pre-wrapped, or a bag that has lettuce in it, or bananas, that kind of thing.
I don't know the answer. It's one possibility, and certainly safer than not doing it.
Kathy, you have any thoughts, comments about our protocol? And we do that with the mail, too. So the mail comes in, and it can be a bill that's due yesterday, and it gets the same treatment. We pick it up with gloves, spread it out on the back of the pickup truck aimed at the sun, or we put it on the windshield of a car that's facing the sun, or a truck that's facing the sun, and put it under the windshield wiper so it doesn't blow off and get lost in the wind. So, and then we flip it over, and we don't open the mail for several days, regardless of whether there's going to be a late fee or not. We just don't open it up for several days because we don't know the contents of it. We don't know what was handled inside the envelope. So we're going to give it several days in the sun, flipped over and over and over. You know, so it gets sunlight on all sides, including boxes. Sometimes we'll spray the envelopes down with hydrogen peroxide. But everything else, you know, from the food store gets sprayed with a mist of hydrogen peroxide and it sits out in the sun. Even if it were yogurt, you know, that's in the refrigerated section, it still goes in the sun and gets sprayed down with hydrogen peroxide on all sides. Kathy, your thoughts?
Well, I really like that idea. And I have a couple small spray bottles that I think I'm just going to keep one in my purse that if I have to go out, I can do the same thing. And before all this started, I never liked those wipes that you got in the store just because I knew they had chemicals in them that I really didn't like. So I would take a small Ziploc bag and take a soapy water and washcloth and wring it out. And then I would wipe things down like a handle of a grocery cart. Or when I went to the, if I was going to do the checkout, sometimes you have to touch some of that stuff. I would just keep it in my purse, and then when I come home, I would just wash it. And next time I went out, I would get a fresh one. Now, I know that's not going to kill the virus, but I always did that just because I never liked the wipes, but I do like the peroxide idea.
Well, it seems to be working for us because, frankly, we're the only family that we know around here in our little village who hasn't gotten COVID. We're the only ones. And Dr. Shealy, you know that you haven't seen me very much in the last couple of years, right?
Right.
And and it's because I've been, our whole family has been self-quarantining. Do you think that that was a viable thing to do, or do you think we're just amusing ourselves and becoming recluse?
No, I think it's viable and desirable. Okay.
But you can't be in business, for the most part, and meet with the public and do that. It's impossible, right?
Right.
Do you know of other medical doctors who, let's say, work at a hospital or work at a clinic or work, you know, with the general public, with their patients, some of whom they may know, some of whom they see for the first time, you know, from an emergency, let's say. Do you know if they are getting the coronavirus? Do you know if they've, you know, as a general rule?
I do not know any statistics I can trust.
And I think that's the salient point right there, that we... Frankly, we can't believe what we read. We can't believe what we hear. We can't believe what we read. And you know, Sergeant Saunders of Combat, the television series from the 1960s, said, you know, "Don't believe anything you hear. Only believe what you see." And I'm paraphrasing. Only believe what you see with your own two eyes. And even then, you have to look twice. That's what he said in the 1960s. So it's even more true today. I was doing some of the research for today's broadcast, and I was looking at articles saying, you know, COVID deaths are down. Next article, they're up. COVID infections are down. Next article, they're up. Omicron is less infectious. Omicron is more infectious. So if you follow what was written in Operation Gladio, the book Operation Gladio, which is a description of the crimes committed by the CIA combined with the Italian mafia, combined with the U.S. mafia, combined with the Vatican. If you read that book, you will see that there was a campaign started many decades ago to infiltrate the mass media, which would be magazines and newspapers, etc. And it spread all the way through the television networks. And the campaign was to persuade us to believe whatever the Black Hand, the committee, the Illuminati, the rulers of the world, the Bilderbergers, whatever you want to call them.
Evil. One word, evil.
Right. Whatever the evil wanted us to believe, the media was infected. And I believe that, I actually believe that even the alternative media, now I'm not speaking of Genesis Communications Network at all, but I am saying I believe the alternative media has been infiltrated. And you can't believe them either. And I am part of the alternative media. All of us here right on this broadcast are. What I've said over and over, don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media, including what you hear right here at USA Prepares. I'm not excluding us. We're not lying to you, but I'm just telling you, don't believe anything that you hear us say, even though we believe that we're telling you the truth. And our mission is to only tell you the truth. Don't believe anything that you hear, hear, see, or read in the media. Verify it for yourself. Make your own decisions. Kathy, any comments about that?
Well, that's, you have to verify, Vince. And I just feel so bad that all the evil that has really affected this innocent people, people that trust, that are not aware. It's just affected our whole world, and I'm concerned about my children and my grandchildren.
Dr. Sheila, your comments about the media.
I trust nothing. I do not watch television at all. I haven't turned it on almost 5 years. And don't even listen to the radio, except for this program.
Well, and yours, yeah. Dr. Sheely and Kathy and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements. I've got a comment about television and how what I saw over the years, and I'm talking about the 60s and the 70s. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place place to advertise your business, one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm, Sheely's with us, medical doctor. Kathy's with us. Dr. Sheely, you mentioned television, and I just wanted to tell you how this relates to Operation Gladio, G-L-A-D-I-O. It's available on eBay if you want to buy the book. It's also available as a CD, audiobook. And I have the audiobook version. Our son bought it many, many years ago. And so I've listened to it several times. I'll just get in a comfortable chair, and I will put the PEMF device on my chest, and I will close my eyes and listen intently. And it is riveting. It will make your blood boil when you find out the level of corruption that's infiltrated some of the organizations that we held in high esteem at one time. And if you do pay attention to what's in the contents of Operation Gladio, you will have a different view of the Catholic Church. No matter what your view is, it will change. Even if you don't like the Catholic Church, it will change for the worse if you listen to or read Operation Gladio. The same with the CIA, the same with the mafia, and how it's affected the media, etc. And this is all by design. And as it relates to television, I remember watching the news. Everybody watched the news back in the 1950s, television news in the 1960s and 70s. And that was something that everybody did to understand or try to understand what was going on in the world. But if you turn to ABC, American Broadcasting Network, and you then flipped the dial or changed the dial or rotated the dial to CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System, or the National Broadcasting System, and National Broadcasting Company or Corporation, NBC. So whether it was ABC, CBS, or NBC, the same stories were covered virtually in the same order every single day of the news. And it was almost like somebody said, heads up, y'all, here's what we're going to cover first. ABC, CBS, and NBC. Here's the second story, here's the third story. And that's what happened night after night after night. You could almost change the dial and not miss a beat in the way you listened. Yeah. Dr. Sheely, do you remember that kind of thing?
Indeed. I have never been brainwashed. washed my TV.
Kathy, how about you? Do you remember the same thing?
Yeah, Vincent, they do that now. Every now and again, you can listen to someone or watch a video, and they will have the same script. And it won't. It's not even just the largest ones. It's the local. It's the same people. I watched one where they had like 20 different broadcasters reading it, and it was the exact same words. So it has to all be scripted. But if they lie to you, even 20% of the time, then how do you know what to trust and what's a lie? I realized it. Maybe at least 15 years ago, probably before then. But to me, what always bothered me was when they tried to make something that was wrong or immoral to make it look like it was right. Oh, well, like, it's okay to tell a lie or to tell a white lie. It's okay to fill in the blank. I don't watch it. I can't watch the news at all. I can last, if I try, I can last about 20 seconds, and then I'm done.
Kathy and Dr. Shealy, back in 1993, I was invited to be on a television show. And you've probably all heard of it. It was called the NBC Today Show. And the reason that they wanted to do this special on me was because of the technology that I developed for the public school system. And they thought it was so unusual that one of the poorest counties, if not the poorest county, in the Commonwealth of Virginia had the most sophisticated approach and technology built by the students, the teachers, and the faculty. We built our own technology. I designed it and taught them how to build it. So we built our own computers, every single computer in the school system. The students built, starting with kindergarten all the way up through 12th grade. So NBC thought that was so fascinating that they did this television special, and they flew out some people, including their talent guy, to even their high technology guru they sent, and they interviewed me, the superintendent, and some of the students. And what they did with the camera was really quite fascinating. They only had one camera. So they sat us in chairs facing each other, and they interviewed one of us at a time, and then they spliced the interview together so it looked like there was a conversation. But there was no conversation. It was one person talking at a time. Now, this was back in 1993. What I'm telling you is you can do things with the camera and editing and splicing to make people appear to do things that they are really not doing. I was there for the whole thing, and I saw it. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And class, what you're hearing right now is first-hand experience from Dr. Shealy, Kathy, and me. The difference is Dr. Shealy is sharing his experience with COVID, not something he read about. What's happening to him right here, right now?
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.